AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Roku's 14-week trend signal nears the high without volume confirmation. Roku closed at $145.0, only 2.6% below its 52-week high. But the latest advance came on 0.7 times its 13-week volume average as activity pressure cooled. Research brief. Roku's weekly setup remains constructive but not clean. The stock gained 2.1% in the week to 31 July and is up 12.0% over 12 weeks, with an active trend backdrop and positive market dynamics and relative strength readings. The tension is participation and valuation distance. Price sits 25.3% above the weekly trend line and 70.0% above ShareMaestro fair value, while latest volume was below both the 13-week and 52-week averages. Key points. 1. Roku closed at $145.0, placing it at 94.5% of its 52-week range and 2.6% below the $148.99 high. 2. The trend backdrop has been active for 14 weeks, with 40 active weeks in the past 52, and trend breadth at 76.9%. 3. Latest volume was 14.8 million shares, equal to 0.7 times the 13-week average of 20.3 million, and 0.9 times the 52-week average of 16.9 million. 4. Communication services breadth remains selective, with only 44.0% of sector names in active weekly trends and 32.0% showing positive relative strength. 5. Risk is balanced rather than absent. 13-week volatility is 5.8%. The expectancy read is undecided at 52.05%, and two recent reversal markers remain in the smart money record. Price action holds near the high, but the move is no longer early. Roku added 2.1% in the latest completed week, closing at $145.0, and leaving the stock just 2.6% below its 52-week high of $148.9. The longer frame is stronger than the week itself. Roku is up 12.0% over 12 weeks, 52.3% over 26 weeks, and 81.3% over the past year. That places the close at 94.5% of its 52-week range, a position that confirms strong recovery demand, but also raises the bar for fresh upside evidence. The ShareMaestro trend signal remains active with a 14-week streak and 40 active weeks across the past 52. Price is 25.3% above the weekly trend line at $115.7, so the regime remains constructive. The more demanding part of the setup is valuation distance. The close is 70.0% above ShareMaestro fair value of $85.32, which means the stock is trading with a substantial premium embedded. Sector context is supportive, though not broad. Roku sits in U.S. communication services and the entertainment industry. The sector gained an average 2.85% for the week, ahead of Roku's 2.1%. But its 4-week and 12-week averages were slightly positive to week, at negative 0.36% and 0.50%. Roku's 1.8% 4-week gain and 12.0% quarter therefore stand out more clearly on a multi-week basis than on the latest week alone. Within U.S. entertainment, the comparison is cleaner. The group averaged 1.23% for the week, negative 1.45% over 4 weeks, and 0.49% over 12 weeks, putting Roku ahead of its industry on all three windows. Still, participation across the group is not broad. Entertainment trend breadth is 50.0%, market dynamics breadth is 54.3%, and relative strength breadth is only 37.0%. Faster-moving peers such as AMC, Marcus, IMAX, and Cinemark posted larger recent gains, so Roku's case is one of steady trend quality, rather than the sharpest industry momentum. Market dynamics are positive, but participation is the weak link. The latest market dynamics read is positive at 0.97, and relative strength is also positive at 23.29. Relative strength has improved by 19.9% over 4 weeks, which supports the idea that Roku is still attracting comparative demand. However, activity pressure has declined by 30.9% over the same period, and the signal state shows no fresh buy, keeping the setup in a balanced rather than aggressive category. The latest week traded 14.8 million shares, below the 13-week average of 20.3 million and the 52-week average of 16.9 million. That is a meaningful contrast with June, when volume reached 78.8 million during a down week and 26.7 million during a 17.5% advance. For the current high-range position to gain credibility, the next push would need broader participation, rather than another low-volume drift. Risk evidence argues for close monitoring, not complacency. The risk profile is moderate for a high-beta streaming name, but still active. 13-week weekly return volatility is 5.8%, close to the 52-week base of 6.0%. Across the past year, Roku has logged 31 positive weeks and 21 negative weeks, with the average up week at 5.3% and the average down week at negative 4.5%. Over the past 26 weeks, 15 weeks finished higher, but 5 were sharp loss weeks, so the distribution is not one way. What to watch next is straightforward: whether price can challenge the 148.9 high with better than average volume, whether activity pressure stabilizes after its 4-week decline, and whether the 115.7 trend line remains comfortably below price during any pullback. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would provide stronger evidence that institutions are participating in the next move. Without that, the stock may remain constructive, but vulnerable to exhaustion near the top of its range. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.